I walked into church this morning, and you know so many times when you try to make plans, you try to come up with something, you open your heart to God, and God's speaking to you about what a congregation wants, needs, what is God laying upon our hearts. And in walking in church this morning at 11:04, and God has it within His wonderful wisdom and domain that Nancy Becker would be right on time at 11:04, so I would not have to walk in alone this morning. She felt led to just kind of hang out there, and we both hit in the parking lot at the same time when we came walking in. And walked into the doors and the choir singing. Because He lives. Wow. Is that a way to walk into church when the choir is singing? Because He lives. Wow. And I sat down next to Nancy Becker down there, and I just looked around. And I want you for just a moment.
I want you to look around. I'm always standing here and looking out that direction, sermon time when we leave. And I think this is an absolutely beautiful church. I don't know how many times that you've had the opportunity simply to walk into church
and to just be here. At one time, I had a wild idea. I was going to come into church, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to count the knots on the paneling. It's true. I am actually going to start to count the knots on the paneling at Mount Calvary Community Church. Didn't stay awake long enough to do that. It was a little tired that day. I walked in by myself. I was looking around. But you know why? Because I love the color of the paneling. And I especially like the definition with those knots and how they are. And it's, to me, it's a different. I've never quite seen a church looks exactly like this. I've never been with a group of people that are exactly like the ones that God has given us here. I came in and I walked through the door and I was looking at some folks, and over on the left side I said, uh-oh, we got some guests. I had my jacket on, and then when I finally got up this way, I started looking back. I said, oh, that's Charles. He's been here before. I can take my jacket off. I'm not, he's been here. Once you've been here twice, that's it. We don't do anything special for you then, just to let you know. And I want to read this verse of Scripture. Now, behave in church, son. Behave. Okay, that. This man was such a blessing at the campgrounds this morning. God, you have a gift. Bob, you have a gift there that God has just placed within your heart, within your mind, that he uses. And you don't really get a chance to say that all the time. And we were down there and we were singing, and when I see a brother who's been through a lot, and I've seen a brother who has struggled to get in sometimes, has struggled and just made just a few minutes of practice on a Wednesday night, and I see him get down there this morning, I see him dancing back and forth, I see him jumping forward on those songs. There's a reason why we with just white shirts featured the fellow with the blue shirt this morning. We didn't even have to tell him that. No. In our scripture, second chapter, in 2 Corinthians, I just want to read you this very quickly in the 14th verse. Now thanks be to God. You know, I love it when it starts like that. If you're led to send somebody a note, if you're led to open up and buy a little card down at the 99-cent place, and you feel led to send somebody a card, if somebody asks you to pray, Whether you're standing up in front of people or whether you're just with an individual, said, would you just take a word, a moment to pray with me? There is no better way than you can start with thanks be to God. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Now that's a wild scripture. Thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge, the fragrance of God. I don't always feel that I have the fragrance of God. Sometimes we're not as fragrant as we should be. Amen? Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. There are things that just get me going. What is fragrance? Smell. Scent. There are some things within my heart, within my mind, that just, you can't replace them. When I go to my parents and I get up in the morning and have that cup of coffee, I walk outside and I just, I breathe that mountain air. I guess it's the same air, but it sure doesn't feel like it and doesn't smell like it to me and all. I go there and you just want to drink it all in. You know what I'm talking about? I know it many times. I have walked into a kitchen. And back in the days when, before Mom came to full realization of how valuable her time was, she used to make those biscuits from scratch. And the bacon would be there. You walked in and what? Oh. How many times you walked in and you smelled, and the big old pot's on there, and it's got one of those concoctions that you know that spaghetti didn't come out of a jar, you know. It's just been simmering. It's been working. You walk in. You're hungry for lunch now, aren't you? I can tell. We walked in this morning, and we had a lot of pressure on us as singers. Because what they did is from the back room, right out in the front, right next to where the people came in, they had the boxes of donuts sitting right there. Didn't they? Changed that, didn't they? Right here in front of us as we walk in. That's that making that choice of right or left. Right there. The wonderful fragrance of things. Whether it's flowers. Whether it's simply a kind statement that has warmed your heart. Then what do? We come in. And Brother Rich, he shares from the heart about the fragrance of how God was so good 19 years ago. Amen. Amen. And hearing about that just simply warmed my heart. Although the plans weren't made here in Virginia and the exact plans weren't made down in Texas, God took care of every plan and every detail within that plan so that they could enjoy His fragrance. I believe it. I believe that when you come into God's house, that you ought to feel something. I think that you ought to walk in expecting something, looking for something. I think you ought to be greeted warmly. I think you ought to have the opportunity, if it's on your heart and something is bugging you, say, well, I'll tell you one thing, this is a fine place to just be yourself and share. Somebody, hopefully, will be led of God to simply listen. Maybe hug you a little bit. Pray for you. Put their arm around you. And share one another's burdens. I believe that. I believe that. How can we be the wonderful fragrance of God. Only through His Son living within our hearts, only through His Holy Spirit leading, guiding, directing. Only when we have more of Him and less of us. Back a few months ago, we walked into a church down in towards Orange, Virginia, downstairs, and they had the little, how many soups did they have? You're looking at me, Norlene, like that. You're going, give me the two. They had two. And they had little sandwiches. Soup, sandwich. We want to feed you before the service starts. Then they had the sign on the wall. And what did the sign on the wall say? Be sweet. I think they ought to put a sign on every church that I've ever stepped into. Don't you like that sign? Be sweet. Simply be sweet. And I love it. How do you figure out, boy, you're striving, you're working, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that, take care of all these things, you're trying to try and try and try and try. And God just wants you to be in Him, relying upon Him, so that He can work on you, forming that fragrance in you that He wants for His work and His will to be done. Be sweet. Now, you heard a sweet story this morning. And that was something else. I've seen the pictures. I've been in Evelyn's house, seen the pictures. But when they describe it, I feel like I was right there. That's what the sweetness of God is. It's when you're allowed to come into a church that I think is beautiful. I know some of you have been counting knots ever since I've started speaking up here. Yeah, you know, you got it for, and then you get. I'll rattle out a few numbers just to mess you up. You'll have to start all over again. To walk in a church that I think is beautiful. But it's not because of the walls, and it's not because of the knots on the paneling. It's because of the love of God who lives within us. Amen. And our willingness to just turn over to Him and say, God, thanks unto You. That's how the scripture starts. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Man, that is good stuff. You want to have something to hold on to? You want to have something to stand on? You want to have something that will just change your day? You start thanking God for the triumph that you have in Him. Things will change. Now, we're going to serve communion. And we're going to do it just a little bit differently. You notice that when I was going through the bulletin, and boy, I'm thankful the people that have it highlighted here in the bulletin and what I remember, what I should say, and they will highlight it, and I'll still forget to do things, but I haven't forgotten this morning. We're going to serve communion, and I want, in just a moment, I want Terry to come up and play a little song. It is well with my soul, very softly. And I'm going to ask the anniversary couple to come up and serve communion. To me, there's no better way to sing happy anniversary to them than allow old Rich to take off that bib and put on that apron. And to serve. Amen, brother? Yeah, I got a chuckle out of him last week, and I got a chuckle out of him this week on it. Because these folks are servants. Yes, ma'am.
Lydia, they went on vacation. Her birthday was
that. Right.
I just thought I would remind you.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's not in the
It's not in the... If you will give me 3 or 4 seconds, it will be.
No.
What we're going to do is we're going to serve communion. I'm going to ask Rich and Barb if they'll come forward and help us serve communion. I want Terry to play. Then after all done, and hopefully God has just warmed your heart with his fragrance, as he should. Because this is a time where you say, God, this little wafer over here is broken, and it represents your body, which was broken. This cup of juice represents the blood that was shed upon that cross. And we are partaking of this supper simply in remembrance of you and thanking you what you did for us. And then we're all done. Then we're going to sing happy anniversary to them. And then we're going to sing to Lydia, and we'll just go around. We'll just sing to everybody. We'll put them all together. Do you feel like you've been in God's house today?
Amen.
Haven't you felt the warm spirit and the fragrance of God in his house? Come on, Terry.